Friday, December 18th, 2020. O God, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. From the rising of the sun to its setting,
we praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Our morning hymn. O come, thou dayspring, come and cheer.
Our spirits, by thine advent here,
disperse the gloomy clouds of night,
and death's dark shadows put to flight.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Emmanuel shall come to earth. Let love dispel all fear.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the Holy Spirit, come to us and among us. Come as the wind and cleanse us. Come as the fire and burn. Come as the dew and refresh, convict, convert, and consecrate many hearts and lives to our great good and to your greater glory. And this we ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 89. You have set the crown on one who is mighty. You have exalted one chosen from the people. I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. I declare that your steadfast love is established forever. Your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to my servant David. I will establish your descendants forever and build your throne for all generations. Then you spoke in a vision to your faithful one and said, I have set the crown on one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him. My hand shall always remain with him. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him. The wicked shall not humble him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and steadfast love shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. I will set his hand on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. You have set the crown on one who is mighty. You have exalted one chosen from the people.
Word this morning comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 5 through 14. God has never said to any of the angels, you are my son, because today I have become your father. Neither has God said to any of them, I will be his father, and he will be my son. When God brings his firstborn son into the world, he commands all of his angels to worship him. And when God speaks about the angels, he says, I change my angels into wind and my servants into flaming fire. But God says about his son, you are God, and you will rule as king forever. Your royal power brings about justice. You loved justice and hated evil. And so I, your God, have chosen you. I appointed you and made you happier than any of your friends. The scripture also say, in the beginning, Lord, you were the one who laid the foundation of the earth and created the heavens. They will all disappear and wear out like clothes, but you will last forever. You will roll them up like a robe and change them like a garment. But you are always the same, and you will live forever. God never said to any of the angels, sit at my right side until I make your enemies into a footstool for you. Angels are merely spirits sent to serve people who are going to be saved. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Commemoration, Thelma Stevens. Let's call this meeting to order. Thelma Stevens would say, long after a stroke deprived her of clear thinking. Stevens carried on habits developed during a lifetime devoted to serving God. Stevens worked to overcome barriers that divide and separate people. Propelled by the memory of witnessing a Mississippi lynching, Stevens made a commitment to spend her life working to eradicate racism. She studied New Testament and sociology at Scarrett College. She learned that Jesus rejected the external authority of Jewish tradition in favor of an inner moral consciousness guided by his sense of the presence and spirit of God. Stevens rejected teachings of church and culture about the sanctity of segregation, replacing them with a belief confirmed by her experiences in Black communities of Nashville and Augusta, that all persons are children of God who deserve to be treated with equality, dignity, and respect. For 28 years, from 1940 to 1968, Stevens headed the Department of Christian Social Relations of the Women's Division of the Board of Missions of the Methodist Church. Because the gospel of Jesus taught racial inclusiveness, Stevens called Methodist women to work to end discrimination in the military, schools, government, business, and in the Methodist Church. Guided by multiracial consultations, Stevens outlined for Methodist women appropriate next steps for dismantling racism. Women of the Women's Society of Christian Service and the Wesleyan Service Guild laced their meetings with Bible study and prayer. They adopted a charter on racial policies. Community surveys and local discussions uncovered problems and pain. International interracial teams of women toured the U.S., leading workshops on racism. In times of racial crisis, Stevens initiated seminars on race that brought community leaders to deal with heated passions, anger, inequity, and rumor. Quietly and often surreptitiously, Methodist women carried on interracial work in local communities all over the nation. Colic for Thelma Stevens. God, our hope, in troubled days, you send your spirit upon daughters and sons, the young and the old, and fill them with visions, dreams, and reforming zeal. Make your will known to us again, as you did through your prophet, Thelma Stevens, that all your people may call upon you and be saved. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, from generation to generation. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayers for those who mourn. Gracious God, as your Son wept with Mary and Martha at the tomb of Lazarus, look with compassion this day on those who grieve. Grant them assurance of your presence now and faith in your eternal goodness, that in them may be fulfilled the promise that those who mourn shall be comforted. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 Prayer for heroic service. O Judge of the nations, we remember before you with grateful hearts the men and women of our country who in the day of decision ventured much for the liberties we enjoy now. Grant that we may not rest until all the people of this land share the benefits of true freedom and gladly accept its disciplines. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers for travelers. O God, our Heavenly Father, whose glory fills the whole creation and whose presence we find wherever we go, preserve those who must travel in this time of pandemic. Surround them with your loving care, protect them from every danger, and bring them in safety to their journey's end. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Colic of the week. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. Because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let our bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Collect for Friday of the Holy Cross. Almighty God, whose beloved Son willingly endured the agony and shame of the cross for our redemption, give us courage, we plead, to take up our cross and follow him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Our blessing. I pray that God, the source of all hope, will infuse your lives with an abundance of joy and peace in the midst of your faith, so that your hope will overflow through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.